Hey, good morning. This is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Sorry. This is Danielle Burr. I'm returning your call. I believe you just called me.
Of course,
How
of
are you?
course. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You guys, you sent me something in the mail. We may have spoken, or I may have spoken with someone there in the past. I don't think I would be eligible, but I can give you the quick rundown, and you can tell me if it's even worth doing, like, the paperwork or whatever,
Yeah,
if you
of course. Can I just confirm a couple pieces of info I
want.
have on business, and then I'll point you in the right direction?
Sure.
Legal name of the business?
Renegade Digital Solutions, Inc.
Is that also your DBA name as well?
Yeah, it's just one name.
Perfect. And are you S Corp or C Corp?
It's an S corp.
Okay, perfect. And can you confirm the address on file real quick?
Sure, it's 740 Myrtle Avenue, apartment 3R, Brooklyn, New York, 11205.
Perfect. And are you're 100% owner, correct?
Yes.
And one last one. How long have you been in business for?
I believe it's 4 years.
4 years. All right. So, how are things in Brooklyn right now? Are you getting ready for the colds coming through? I'm from the East Coast as well, so I grew up in Manhattan and New Jersey as
Oh,
well.
really?
Yeah,
Okay,
everything's
where
quiet.
where are you guys located? Are you on the East Coast or West Coast?
No, right now I'm calling out of San Diego, actually. I'm in
Oh,
the San Diego branch, so.
wow. My sister lives in San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful place. Yeah, so tell me a little bit
I've
about the
heard.
project.
Okay, well, yeah, things are good. Business is good. The business is just me. I've tried to branch out a couple of times, but the thing that generates income, my main source of income has consistently been the freelance editing, and there was at one point editing and writing, but mostly editing work that I do for WebMD. Basically, I went off-site as a freelance editor, and then I got incorporated, so they pay the business. The business is right now, it's just me. That'll change one day. I got to figure out like what to do, but yeah. So basically, I say that I probably wouldn't qualify because I do have three outstanding loans that I guess they're from like last year. I think I have to work out like monthly or weekly payment plans with everyone. I think they're in collections. It was it's like I guess everything was coming out of my business account back then, and I didn't really have things separated, and so they were doing like daily withdrawals, and so a lot of them would bounce back, and that's what happened. So things are a little different now. I tried to separate business and personal, or your business and personal expenses. So that's one obstacle. I don't. It depends who I talk to. Like some people say that that's an obstacle. Some people say it's not. So I'd be looking for funding to, pay those off ideally. And I need like computer upgrades and all kinds of things. And there's like maintenance and new software and everything. So that's what I'd be looking for the money,
Okay.
for. I don't know. I don't really know what my options would be. I mean, I don't even know if it would be enough to consider expanding right now. I don't know if I'd qualify. And also, credit score. I know some people look at the personal credit score. I've actually been pulling that up. It dropped like a year or two ago. I've been pulling it up. I just pulled it up like a lot, and now it's like in the low fives.
The low
So
fives.
yes, yeah, so that might be a problem right there. So I just put that out there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we deal with credit tiers A through D, so at least on the working capital side of things, we should be able to free up a little bit of money to help you pay off those loans and do whatever. How much is the balance on those outstanding loans? Do you have a ballpark answer or?
Let's see. I think one of them is around like 8 or 9. I don't know what happened to them. I was in touch with the person who works at the collections agency, and so I have to follow up with him. The other two were small. They were in the vicinity of like two and change, 2,000 and change each. So I also have to follow up on those. So altogether, it's probably, I mean, it's less than 15.
Okay, total
Yeah.
less than 15. Who'd you work with? You know, do you remember any names or?
Yeah, the 8 or 9,001 is Infinity, which I believe is also on the West Coast. They were very nice. They were very accommodating. I just, you know, I was kind of going through some stuff, and it ended up in collections. Mm-hmm. And the other two were, I think they're on the East Coast. It was Yellowstone and Ironwood. If you're familiar with them.
Ironwood.
And Yellowstone. Yeah.
I'm definitely familiar with Yellowstone.
Right. Yeah, no one's ever heard of Ironwood. But
they're
a
little smaller.
Yeah, they were, and you know what I owe them, but they were smaller to begin with, and same situation, you know, just not really like, you know, managing finances, not separating business and personal, whatever. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Credit score, I'm not sure what else would be an obstacle or what you're looking for, you need.
The working capital loans are based on like revenue and sales. Like, what'd you do with top line revenue last year?
Well, I mean, I have to look at my tax returns. I mean, you mean like
just
gross?
Ballpark it.
Yeah, just gross annual sales, like before any deductions, anything. Just how much cash?
Like how much money in. Actually went into my account?
Yeah, I mean, what's on your tax? If you can ballpark it, like.
I don't know. It's like 100 and something for the business. I mean, it's maybe like 150, 160.
150. Perfect. All right. And, you know, have you looked elsewhere into financing or getting, you know, to get this paid off? Have you gone to a bank or anybody else or?
Not recently. I don't, you know, I don't really think I would qualify. You know, it's, I'm trying to also straighten out some debt, some back taxes debt. So, you know, paying off the loans was kind of like a lower priority. Not, I mean, it's on my radar, but it's just kind of, you know, it's on my list, but it's not at the very, very top of my list.
It sounds like you got a pretty good list going.
I do. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I've made some mistakes, you know, but I am in a good spot now, you know, in so far as I'm getting things under control and the money is coming in and business is booming. We're expected to get more business. So, you know, this department that I do work for, WebMD, I've been with them now for like six or seven years, and they're always getting more work and always expanding, so.
How'd you get set up in that job? Like, you know, what's your background in this kind of industry?
Oh, my background is in pharmaceutical advertising. I was an English major, went into publishing, moved into medical editing, and into pharmaceutical advertising. At first, it was strictly print. You know, really like worked my ass off. You know, to get into digital, broke into digital on site at WebMD as a contract editor, went off site as a conceptual writer, making money, and then that kind of fizzled, and then they needed me to back at the same department I started in to do editing, so that's what I've been doing. So I have a good relationship with WebMD. You know, it still keeps me on my toes. I still enjoy it.
Yeah, what do you do for them? Do you, like, edit? Like, what specifically do you edit for them? Doctor bios, or?
Not typically. It's actually for Medscape.com. It's their marketing materials. So things that pop up on the website, things that are sent to the doctors as part of an integrated campaign for any specific brand. Interactive modules. Those are things that are also, like, we'll send like a, you know, they can access these modules by, you know, if they're on a list, they get sent an email, they click on the link, it takes them to the module, then they get a follow-up email. Click on the link, okay. Take them, you know, it's all, you know, it's
pretty interactive.
Digital, so. Yeah, interactive, okay. Digital marketing.
I got you, yeah. I got a couple friends in the industry. Cool. Tell me a little bit about the computer upgrades you're looking at. You know, what's the shopping list there? Give me a little background on that.
Well, I've been using, I have a Samsung. I love the brand. You know, I like to joke, I've chilled a few ThinkPads in my day. I run them into the ground. I don't know. I mean, I do need some kind of upgrades. I was thinking of doing it myself. I haven't attempted yet. I bought the piece. I don't know if it's a good idea. you know, the thing is, I you know, between getting on the server and having multiple things open, it's running very slow. And, you know, even restarting it doesn't necessarily do the trick. And mm-hmm. I try to have the most current things for, like, Adobe and Office on the computer.
What's Adobe on right now? Like CS7 or?
I don't know. I mean, for like Acrobat, I'm using DC, and you know, yeah, and Office, it's the one, whatever the latest one is, where you pay a monthly subscription. So I've got that on my computer. You know, I was contemplating, you know, taking it somewhere, getting like a diagnosis, or them doing like a diagnostic, whatever, telling me how much it would cost to operate it. But I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
those things are hit. Those are really hit or miss.
Yeah. But Samsung is a good brand. I'm going to stick with Samsung, whether I upgrade this one or get a new one, because, yeah, I've actually had this laptop for a while, and it's stood up to my, you know, my work, so.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you had it for? A couple of years? Like, I've had mine since, like, 2009. It's got to go in the trash soon.
Yeah, I think I got mine slightly used, maybe, let's see, 3, 4, 5, like five years ago, maybe. Yeah, and it's still chugging along. It's not okay. At peak performance, but.
Do you have like a quote or any kind of ballpark for pricing on upgrade, either getting a new one or fixing it up? It's like.
At the moment, I don't. I can certainly look into that. Because I got the thing in the mail the other day. I reached out to you guys just kind of like on a whim. I'm like, this probably isn't going to pan out, so I don't have any numbers handy, I'm afraid.
Yeah, a lot of people do it just to kind of see what their options are, what, you know, how, in like, if it's even a possibility sometimes, you know. But, exactly. So, I think we really have everything I need to go forward here. I mean, I could tell you that, you know, from my experience, the low 500 is going to be tough to work with, but since you do have the 150K in there, I'll tell you right now, we could usually free up about 10% of gross annual sales, so it's kind of right in your ballpark there. You know, the only issue with getting an approval for, you know, paying down current loans is that, you know, there's a lot of risk on our end, and there's not really a return on investment, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what I would do here, the next step forward, I'm going to send you out an application, a few things I need, like bank statements and a tax return, and we'll, you know, submit it, try and get you approved. You know, we do approvals with, you know, A through D, so we can get things to happen, but the three outstanding loans, it's going to be a little tough to work with, but, you know, like I said, you can apply, see what your options are, and move on from there. You know, we do a soft pull on the credit, so it really isn't too detrimental to your score. I think we only pull from Experian, so that's always nice to know, but it's not going to get dinged just for kind of shopping around too hard.
Cool.
All right. What's a good email? I think I have one on file, dburnham78@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. All right, I'll shoot something over your way in a few minutes, and you know, it's really simple. It's like 6 months of bank statements, some tax returns, and the application itself. And when do you think you can get that back to me? Like Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, I could do it tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll give you a call maybe a little bit tomorrow afternoon if I don't see anything back. Right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks.
Take care, Danielle. Bye-bye.